thinking will just weigh in.
Sure. Well, my understanding is that we want to discuss basically the timeline and the steps and responsibilities and who does what and how from this point forward to accomplish all the edits and generate the final report.
I mean, that's my understanding, too, from Monday's call. And, of course, on the list, we have been receiving suggested edits, text changes, et cetera, from all the various members.
Right.
Honestly, I've just been saving them. I have not started working on a master draft, but my thought was that Brian and I will do that early next week when he's back. Just, you know, coordinate everything, and then I believe our next call is on Tuesday the 10th. So I would think that our goal would be to have that updated draft to the members on Tuesday so that we can discuss what the report looks like at this time. And personally, I would much prefer to keep iterating it, but to have as much front-loaded as possible rather than wait to the end, because there are certainly going to be last-minute comments that we have to take into consideration. But the more that we feel we have our final working draft together and good to go, the better, because that final week that we have, the week of the 16th, we start the week with board meetings and have a another commitment on Wednesday as well. So Brian and I are going to be really pressed at the end. Hopefully this works. This type of procedure would work for everybody, and for you, for staff, of course.
I see Aubrey in the Adobe room.
I mean, I think it's fair to give Brian a couple more minutes, but if we're missing Brian and Alan, maybe we should save everybody and end this sooner rather than later. And perhaps you and I take the time now, but offline, or at least off the session, just to walk through where we think things stand, and then maybe post that to the list because it's easier for everybody to see it. Make sure that we have buy-in for our way forward.
That's fine. I think that it's really going to be very critical for us to kind of agree on the timeline and who does what and how, you know, quickly, because as you suggested, there's so much to get accomplished in a short period of time. And I noticed that there's been a handful of public comments, so there's going to be that to consider. And, of course, that process continues still through next week.
So how many public comments have we got now, you know?
I want to say maybe 7 or 8.
Okay.
Something
I would just add, I haven't looked since just before our Thanksgiving break, so since last Wednesday. But to date, the majority of the comments are, we support what the review team is recommending. Sort of looking at it with a view towards where is there disparities, differences of opinion, et cetera. So I guess we obviously have to take a closer look, but I think the good news is that people aren't coming back with, hey, you totally missed the boat on this one and you ought to make a change.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
but it wasn't my feeling at the Buenos Aires meeting that people were saying that we missed a lot, but we had a few add-ons on wishes on what to be more specific about, but that was it, I think. No biggies.
Yeah.
So is Avery on the call, or is it only me and you, Paul, and Larissa? And
I see Avery in the Adobe room, but we don't hear her.
Okay.
That's why I'd asked. I know Aubrey said on the email list that she was having trouble with her computer, and it looks like she dialed into this on her phone.
Okay.
A smartphone into the Adobe, and having been there, that can often be a problem in terms of connectivity.
Okay. But if Brian is not going to be here and Alan is not, you would take some of the planning offline, Paul, with Larissa, or what was the idea?
Yeah, that's the suggestion. Why don't we save everybody the time and this. Larissa and I can go over the stuff, Charlotte, if you want to as well, and then just report back on the list what our proposed next steps are, how we intend to move forward, but with a view towards trying to get the report in as close to its final form as possible early. We'll just keep iterating it if and when necessary, but my goal would be to have that draft for presentation to the review team on Tuesday's call, right? That's our next one?
Yes.
Because I want to make sure that we've properly cut and pasted all the suggested edits from the members. Other things we've heard, there's some structural things that people want, like on the table of contents, not just a number, each of the recommendations, but to have some sort of description so that people can understand what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
All those sorts of things, to lay that out so that everybody can see it. It's a lot easier to edit than to just talk about it in the abstract. And I think if we can get that out by before the Tuesday call, we'll be in good shape to meet the deadline.
So, Paul, do you want to start that conversation now? I know Lisa is anxious to beat the storm. I mean, either way, it's...
Yes, I definitely would like to talk to you about it now, Larissa. And,
okay,
and
whatever, me
I can call you back. Want to keep this open, whatever
well,
works.
Let's keep this open. Charlotte, are we recording this or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So
that being the case, Lisa, you know, by all means, feel free. Get home, be safe, and just look for the update shortly on the list.
Okay, I will, and we'll see later and talk to you on Tuesday again. Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
Lisa. Be good. Talk to you soon.
Right, thank you. Have a nice evening, or whatever you have time. Okay. Bye.
Okay. So, my first question, Paul, is, I guess, who is going to be doing what at this point? You mentioned that you and Brian were planning to take the edits that have been circulated so far and incorporate them into the draft report. Is that right?
Yeah. I think the one thing that would be helpful, Larissa, if you would take the lead on crafting the table of contents pages, I guess. Don't worry about the numbers right now because that is truly the last minute thing we do based on what the final counts are. But use the sort of issue capture that you had in previous email. So, you know, they're GAC related, they're whatever, board related. You had very short, focused, really useful ways to conceptualize what it is we're making our recommendations of. If you can just plug that text back in to the table of contents section, and then Brian and I will take the lead on actually making text changes to the body of the report itself based on what our colleagues have been forwarding us. And if you can send that to me, I'll mash it all up in a new master that you and I can share, and that's what I suggest we push out to the membership by Tuesday.
Okay, so a couple of thoughts. And Charlotte, please chime in because you're much more of a word expert than I am. But a couple of things I wanted to mention. So, Paul, you know, the last mashup process that we had to go through between Charla, myself, and Alice, it was a very, 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 very incredibly time-consuming task. So I want to make sure that we do this, the formatting and just the way it all comes together, in a more productive way. And as a matter of fact, because it took so much time, you know, we're going to go ahead and bring in an outside person to assist with the editing and the proofing, as I mentioned, in Buenos Aires. And we're about to engage this individual, so she'll be able to assist with all this. So that's point number one. Point number two, the mechanics of it, and this is where Charla, I think, can clarify some things for me and you. It's not, I don't believe the way Word works, you can make changes to the table of contents without making changes to, you know, the headings of the report. I think the headings of the report drive what shows up in the table of contents, and when you start making manual changes to the table of contents, it gets very, very messy. Is that an accurate statement, Charla?
Correct.
Okay.
You
so in other words,
you have to make the changes in the document and then update the table, and it will automatically update the table of contents.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that make sense, Paul? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does, but all I'm suggesting is, and I'm trying to find the last email in my
You're
notes.
Talking about that table that I created, that little chart that I simulated? Yeah, I know exactly what you're referring to. So, my point is that in order to do that, what I suggest we do is we take the report as it stands right now without any edits having been made to it and make those structural changes to the headings and the numbering system, then that will be incorporated in the table of contents, and then everything will be clean and you can start your editing. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, so
because the table of contents is just an extraction of the headings that are embedded in the document. There's really no other way to do the table of contents, okay? So that's just a mechanical kind of detail. I can follow the table. Charla and I can work on that that I circulated. And basically, the headings will get cleaned up then, and they'll all be reflected in the table of contents, and I think they'll take care of what you're looking to do, and we can certainly get that done this morning, I think, Charla. Would that be possible, or do you have things going on? I know you mentioned that you have calls that might be later today.
I've got calls throughout today. I can work on the document perhaps this afternoon.
Okay.
That would work.
So that's item number one. I guess item number two that I'd like to nail down, because if I need to be able to give to this individual that's going to be helping with the, you know, manipulation of the document and the editing and the proofing, I need to be able to give her some, you know, clear direction as to what she'll be working on. So in terms of proofing and editing what's already there, Paul, what are your thoughts about that?
I don't want to unnecessarily burden you guys with what you're going to do in terms of the headers and the table of contents. But if you get it back to me as quickly as, like, the end of the day today, I can go ahead, put the proposed text changes in, and push that back to you guys by COB tomorrow. Because at this point, we don't have a lot of substantial edits. It's just clarification of language and some tweaking. It's fortunately for us, I don't want to jinx us, but it's not a lot of work. We can then call that our master, and that's what I propose pushing to the list. That's what you can also provide to anybody who's going to do proofing, editing, or the translations, to give them a sense of what it's going to look like. Honestly, I don't expect the final report to look substantially different than what we've already posted. And so hopefully it makes everybody's life easier just looking for any little errors, or for the translators, just, you know, updating, you know, a couple of sections, but not necessarily the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, I think that in terms of the translation, the way we're going to handle that, we will deliver to them a red line. You know, when the final report is done, they'll just need a red line that compares what they already translated to what the final is, and they'll deal with that. So I'm not even really worried about that.
Okay.
But what about, so, but I think that in terms of just proofing and editing and, you know, simple kinds of things, there was a lot of discussion about consistency and things like that. So that's, you know, that's something that, and I guess that's what I'm asking, is that something that you were planning to do, or are you looking for us to step in and help with that?
let's compromise here. Let's figure out what's the best way to move forward. I mean, as I had noted, we've got our final board meeting of the year coming up, and this is a big one because we've got a lot of stuff to do. So next week is going to be rough. Brian's just back in the office. We're preparing for that, and then the board meeting's Monday, Tuesday, 16th and 17th. So the more we can coordinate and plan, or if you guys take the lead on things, it's much appreciated. That's not
okay.
to say
well,
I'm looking at circle for responsibility.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, just in terms of simplicity, consistency of wording, you know, is it the ATRT2, is there a space or not a space, you know, and I'm being particularly nitpicky, but I'm just using that as an example. Those kinds of things we can take care of through this resource that we're bringing in, because that's easy enough and that's not substantive kind of stuff, but it makes the report
right.
look polished and clean, you know, and spelling errors and things like that. So we can take that on. The part that I am concerned about is who else is providing changes and edits, because as I recall from our wrap-up meeting, there was quite a bit of work that still needed to be done. I don't have a, you know, full rundown of who said what would be done. I know that the GAC recommendation was going to get some wording, and there was a team of people that was going to work on a more readable executive summary. So those to me are pretty big, you know, chunks of content.
Yeah.
And my other question is the format of, you know, the way the each recommendation is written, there's a place to capture feedback from the community on the draft, and then add in the final recommendation. So that's something that will need to be folded in as well for each recommendation, right? So who is going to be doing that?
You know, honestly, I don't have an answer. I think that's one of the first things that needs to be addressed on Tuesday's call. I appreciate we're going to have Chris on, the ombudsman, on the call as well. But, you know, for me, when it's all said and done, I really don't want a lot of the time used up talking to the ombudsman, because there's not a whole heck of a lot we're going to do or say to make significant changes at this point, vis-a-vis his role, responsibilities, et cetera. Honestly, it's an initiative of a couple of members, and I just don't see the value of spending a lot of time. I think these sort of very important logistics and getting the report done are what should be the primary focus when we have the whole team together. To that end, I think, again, if we lay out our best efforts, you know, as of going into Tuesday, here's what the master draft final report looks like. You know, I don't know. I think we need to come to agreement as a group. Do we need to have, for every single recommendation, a placeholder about what community input there was? Because in many cases, there was no input. And so does it really make sense to keep having boilerplate language, or do we delete it? I can't make that call. I don't think you or I. We can't.
Right. No. I'm just highlighting
Absolutely.
I'm just highlighting blocks of work that I. So here's maybe what I can do to help, Paul. I can make a list and circulate it to the coordination list of all the questions or, you know, open items. And it would be really very important, I think, for the coordinate, you know, for Brian and Alan Avery, Lisa, to, you know, think this through and, you know, provide us as many answers as possible, even ahead of the Tuesday's call, or at least some proposed ways forward so that we can start planning for who's going to be doing what. And also so that the team, you know, Brian intends for the original, you know, owners of each recommendation to do a certain amount of work. That's a lot of coordination. If the two of you are going to step in and do all that, that's different, but that's a lot of work on you. But you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be really important for us to identify who is going to be responsible for wrapping up each recommendation by when, so that then, as you know, we can plan for what it's going to take to compile all that into a single document, proof it, edit it, make sure that, you know, we've got all the right versions. And sorry to be throwing another monkey wrench into this, but probably by end of day today, you will get the staff response, which you haven't seen yet, but we're working on that. So that'll, you know, probably require some discussion and, you know, at least, you know, some part of the time on Tuesday, because there's places where there's questions about, you know, the intention of the recommendation, the wording, recommended suggestions, and, you know, responses about the implementability, feasibility, advisability, those kinds of things that staff is working on providing as we had promised. So there's a lot of moving parts here, I think the more we can nail down between Tuesday in terms of a game plan as to who's going to work on which part by when, then we can, you know, we can help project manage that it all gets done.
Okay. Well, I think your recommendation to post to the coordination list and get this all in motion is spot on. Remind everybody that the first on the coordination list and then the full list that the staff response is coming. I honest to God hope it's here today. We'd ask for Monday. I mean, every day that it's delayed is really hurting us, and it is what it is, but it's, I think there needs to say discussion by the group, because, you know, the longer it takes to get that staff input, the harder it's going to be to address it fully in the body of the report.
Sure, and I understand that. So we had agreed to December 9th. You know, we had committed to do it by December 9th, and I'm trying to get it done. No, it was by December 9th. That was the agreed-upon date. Because, remember, the public comment period is still open. I know that, you know, we're not expecting too many surprises, but, you know, there still continues to be comments. So I think in the original timeline, the review team wasn't going to be really beginning, you know, the full, you know, work on the final report until somewhere midweek next week.
Okay. Well, then
now it sounds like your timeline is getting scrunched a little bit. Oh, is that Avery? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I had my hand up for a long while, but you guys didn't see it, so I eventually took it down. I know of several groups that are working on comments, and as painful as it's going to be with PAR's board meeting and everything, I think we're going to be getting a bunch at the last minute, as is normally the case. And I had raised my hand at the point when Paul was suggesting that we remove the public comment space from each of them. I don't personally think that's a good idea. If we end up putting in no further comments were received on this, that's a fine thing to say, but it's kind of like a page left intentionally blank notice that, you know, comments were solicited, they weren't received, et cetera. I actually also think that it is good, and I don't know if we can get it because obviously, you know, we have trouble getting people to meetings and to do stuff at this late date. But to have each of the original teams that worked on a recommendation be able to say, yep, that's the way it should go out is something that should happen. I don't know about how hard it is to coordinate, but that seems to be something that should happen. And those were all the things that I thought of saying while I've been listening. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. I was just going to say, Larissa, thank you, Aubrey. I wasn't necessarily saying we should get rid of the reflection of whether public comments were received or not. I just wanted to tee it up for the group as a whole that is it necessary if we keep having boilerplate? No further. In saying that, though, hey, that's being ultimately transparent, and that's what we're all about. So no problem with that. And I think your idea of making sure that the sub-teams that were responsible for the various sections of the report sort of have a final chop at what the draft looks like, that's spot on. I believe that was what was agreed to. The challenge, of course, is what you've just noted, that we've already seen a drop-off in activity and getting those groups to, or at least the chairs and their drafters, to look at it. That will be the challenge. And Larissa, I would suggest that's we make that request explicit in the message you send out to the coordination team, noting that, you know, we've got staff stuff coming in, and if you guys are ahead of schedule, please highlight that, because maybe it was just wrong in my head, but there may be a misunderstanding amongst others and that you guys are actually delivering early. But in any event, it will be substantial. We're going to have to go through it, and that the review team will have work to do, review to do, going into Tuesday's meeting so that we have a substantive call. If people are kind of winging it and just not having honestly read and thought about and all the rest, we're really, really going to have a hard time meeting our deadline. That we can sort of get this done as long as everybody does what they've signed up to do. And I want to believe that will happen, but we can never say it enough, quite honestly, because some have worked very hard and others, well, maybe not as hard.
Well, that's kind of always the way.
Obviously,
you've worked harder than most. I had another question about the Tuesday meeting. In terms of the ombudsman coming in and speaking with us, and that being just the effort of a few people and sort of not being an important part of the meeting. And I just wanted to make sure, because one of the reasons he was invited, and I guess I'm one of the few people that thought this was important, is we've put all kinds of stuff down as the ombudsman's role should indeed be increased to do this. So I figured, though, having, and I guess several people agreed, not having talked to him and gotten that specifically agreed to, what was would have been an oversight if we didn't do it. So I actually thought talking to him on Tuesday was important, but maybe I'm one of the few that thought so. Thanks.
Yes, and he has committed, right?
Yeah.
Sharla, what time is he planning to come in, do you know?
He said he's available Tuesday. I'm proposing that we have him join the call later just because of the time zone difference. So maybe, would half an hour be sufficient? I can send out the invite.
That should be.
Half hour should be fine.
Yeah, we have a three-hour block of time for this meeting, by the way, right? Is that still the case?
That's what I was about to ask. Three-hour block.
So I thought 1700 UTC for him to dial in, and then that would allow him to, you know, talk for half an hour, and then that gives us still another half hour to talk about his comments after he hangs up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sharla, I don't know if you have any update. I know that we're trying to coordinate Tarek and Sally and that team, because there was they wanted an opportunity to discuss some of the GAC-related recommendations that pertain to global stakeholder engagement work. Do you know if any of them will be able to participate on Tuesday?
I haven't reached out to them for the Tuesday date.
Okay. So, Avery and Paul, I just wanted to give you a heads up that, you know, we've been trying to get that scheduled, but that's been a bit of a challenge. So, Charlotte was proposing not to make the HRT2 commit to yet another impromptu meeting, but just to coordinate as much of this as possible in the time frame that's already scheduled. But we'll keep you posted as to whether we're successful with coordinating that for Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
Larissa, I was going to ask, in the event they are not available to join on this call, at the very least, can you please have our GAC-affiliated review team members, you know, sort of take the lead work and make sure that whatever drafts coming back, whatever, I'll pin it on Larry, let's say whatever Larry comes back with it, from the recommendation in his section, if that's been vetted within the GAC, or at least amongst those key members who had different points of view about how things should be articulated. My concern is that we get something back and then we find out, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't sort of a agreed upon formulation. And again, the clock's ticking, we're coming up to the deadline, and now we're scrambling because somebody in the GAC is really unhappy with the way something was worded. If they can't be on the call so we can all work through it together, I think at the least we have to put the burden on our GAC-affiliated review team members to make that effort and take the lead.
And that makes perfect sense, Paul, but I just wanted to clarify that it's the GSC team because, as you recall, there is quite a bit of content in the GAC-related recommendation that really touches on the work of the global stakeholder engagement team. So it's not it's kind of part of the GAC recommendation, but it deals not so much directly with the GAC, but with that team.
Okay.
So it's that staff feedback more so than the GAC feedback that I was referring to. That's not to say that there's probably GAC-related items too, but the staff can't speak for those. Those generally would have to come from, I guess, Heather. The GAC. So I just wanted to make sure that you heard that distinction. Now, I was really referencing the aspects of the recommendations that touched on the work that is underway in the global stakeholder engagement team that also connects with the GAC.
Okay. In your note to the coordination team, Larissa, if you can just make that additional distinction, that staff input's coming and that there is likely going to be more coordination that needs to be had between a global stakeholder and the GAC recommendation. And just so it's on the record, everybody has it kind of in front of them. And then, of course, those global stakeholder members, that they fully appreciate the little time we have left, the deadline. So, you know, we'll work together, but everybody needs to pull hard at the very end.
Right. Absolutely. Agreed. Okay. So I will, so just to recap, and then I'll let you folks move on with your day. On the staff side, we're going to do two things. We're going to take the version of the report, the Word version of the report that's currently posted on the wiki as the final draft version. And we will modify that version in redline mode, only touching the headings to reflect what I had outlined in that chart that I circulated in Buenos Aires. And that, in turn, by making those changes to the headings, that in turn will update the table of contents. And we'll get that out to you by end of day today.
Okay.
Then separately, I will put together a communication to the coordination team where I will outline a number of timing and project management topics, questions, issues, concerns, excitement, and the open items and such, and get that out probably by end of day today as well.
Yeah, that's what I have as well. And Brian pinged me offline. He's very apologetic. There was confusion because he was only thinking about next Tuesday's call. So I'm sure he'll send an apology note. But at the very least, I will speak to him. It might even be late today, his first thing in the morning tomorrow. And I will go over this with him so that he has some sense that it's coming. And we can get him to also back you up with a follow-on specifically to the query earlier about who committed to do what. Quite honestly, Aubrey and Alan and Lisa, Jorgen, a whole bunch have delivered everything they said they would. Those are the things that I will plug into the draft that you send me by COB today. And but if there's more, we'll make sure that that doesn't fall through the cracks. And then importantly, I'd like Brian to note to the team, I think Aubrey had the right idea, those folks who are responsible for certain issue areas and the recommendations that flow from them, those teams need to take a close look at what we're considering our final draft and make sure that it's right in their view. And that's something we'll talk through on Tuesday, but he can kind of tee it up or prepare everybody. He, Brian, can do that with his own note, probably again.
Yeah, and I think part of that, and I recall Brian had already made this comment a number of times, but maybe this can also be reiterated, Paul, is that those same teams would also be the ones that would be scanning the public comments that are being received.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I mean, staff will do the normal summary, but I think Brian's point was that the HRT2 members would be reading the public comments as well as comparing that to their notes of what was said in Buenos Aires so that can be inserted. And that's, so I think between checking that whatever the final recommendation is exactly what that original team, you know, feels it should be, and making sure that all the feedback has been incorporated, both public comments feedback as well as staff feedback. I honestly don't see any other way other than to have those original teams sign up to incorporate all that. I don't know how else it can work, honestly.
Yep. Agreed. And the thing is, I don't want to downplay the importance of doing this, but in the same way, look, there's not a lot of public comments that have been posted. Again, most of them, there's only one that I haven't read yet. All the rest are basically saying, you guys just got this right. We agree. We concur. We strongly agree. Whatever. So it's just a matter of having done our due diligence, have gone through that, so that we can legitimately say, in the final draft, you know, that everything was reviewed. Going back over the notes is probably more important because we certainly heard a lot in Buenos Aires, but again, when we were listening for the points of departure, I believe that's what's been captured in the proposed final edits that the various people have submitted to us. So I think we're going in the right direction, and we're pretty much on track, but never, like I said, never hurts to reiterate the guidance one more time. Okay.
Avery, were you trying to say something? I'm sorry.
I was, but it eventually got said by somebody else, so I shut my mic off.
Okay, very good. I think we have a game plan then.
Okay. And just for our schedule, so Tuesday we have the call, and we have one more penciled in, or we then just push to the 20th for our deadline? I don't recall.
No, we have another call on the 17th.
17, okay.
Correct.
Yeah, what is that, 2,000 hours UTC?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that should be the final push to get everything wrapped up. All right. Okay. Sounds good, guys. Well, I'll look forward to the updated Word doc and the email. I'll convey this information to Brian as well. And, you know, like I said, I do think we can do this. It's just it's going to be got to stay focused from now to the through the 20th.
I should point out, this is Aubrey again, that I should have a new computer with Word on it sometime next week. So if it becomes necessary for some help, I can possibly, you know, do it then. At this point, working in Android world where there is no Word limits my ability to help other than to do what I did, which, of course, makes more work. So I apologize for that. But
no, that's fine, Aubrey. And whatever comes down, it's more the sanity check. We can talk that through, but so much the better you obviously get your computer. But I have no – any thoughts you have on text changes, just forward it in any way you can, and I'll plug it in. That's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, then. Sounds good.
Sounds
and
good.
Thanks for everything. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, all. Take care. Bye-bye
now.
Thank
you. Bye.
Left. Thank you.